Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch my drift here at Wham Talk 1600. And you can call into the show, 734-822-1600. Talk about any of the stories we're going to do today or something else if you want to. And if you're not going to thedailydrift.com, that's what we do this radio show every Saturday for. We kind of recap the news of the week that we've put at thedailydrift.com. So you can catch that at www.thedailydrift.com. And but let's take care of a little business. If you need an amazing new gift for your loved one, call Auriel Jewelry. That's A-U-R-I-E-L Jewelry in South Lyon, 248-446-0408, 108 North Lafayette, down in right in the middle of downtown South Lyon. Joe is a great craftsman when it comes to jewelry. So he's actually going to go out of business in June. He's closing up the shop. He's still going to do custom work by appointment only. But he's got a store that is chock full of the most unique jewelry and gifts that you can imagine. Joe's a great guy, very interesting to talk to. He's got a great history and has a talent like no other when it comes to making unique custom jewelry. So if you need something for an upcoming wedding or an anniversary or those other special moments in your life, give Joe a call, 248-446-0408, and you can get some great discounts on the stuff that he's already made, and it's in stock at the storefront there. So check him out, downtown South Lyon. That's Auriel Jewelry, 248-446-0408. Go see Joe. Okay, so lots of news this week, and I wanted to kind of start with the something from the I Told You So file. So remember we talked about the activists pushing for the $15 an hour minimum wage for everybody. Let me hit my coffee here real quick. Sorry, I just not quite up to par today, but I'll be there. Let me get there. A little bit of coffee in me should get me moving. From the Told You So file, Wendy's restaurants is now going to be moving to kiosks. Now, we said this would happen. Robots are going to replace it. If you try to push these restaurateurs into paying $15 an hour, and let's face it, we've been through this argument a million times. $15 an hour, you want to call that a living wage? I don't. You know, working at a fast food restaurant, that's a part-time job. That's a kid's initial entry to the market job. That's what that is for. You're not supposed to be raising two and three kids on fast food. You want to make 45, 50 grand a year, you got to move into management at a Wendy's. And I've told you this before. My brother owns a bunch of Wendy's restaurants. He's not the corporate guy. He's an actual owner, franchisee. And it kills him to pay the fry guy, the cashier, the window worker guy, $15. You can't do that. This is not possible in this neck of the woods. Now, you can go to North Dakota, right? In North Dakota, they pay $15 an hour to start at fast food restaurants. Why? Because the market demands it. There are so many people working the oil fields and the gas fields out there that there's no one left to work. They have to pay top dollar. That's called economics, folks. When you have fewer people, you have to pay more labor. That's the way it is. Now, the Democrats who are pushing all these minimum wage hikes are the same Democrats who keep bringing in more people to the labor market every year, right? Close the border. Stop bringing in legal immigrants. You bring in a million legal immigrants a year into this country. What do you expect to happen to the labor market? You're flooding it, right? Flooding it. That's simple economics. It doesn't take a brain surgeon. It doesn't take anything more than that. First economics class you may have had in junior high or high school. High supply, low demand, right? You get it? People are not going to get paid more when there's so many people willing to take that job. It's called competition. So what are you going to get with kiosks now? Let's lighten it up for a little bit. Here's something. Have you ever watched the movie Idiocracy, Derek? You remember that movie, right? You've never seen it? You need to watch it. And I would encourage every listener, if you have an hour and a half to watch the stupidest movie in the world, you'll watch it and you'll go, oh, my God, that's happening to us now. And it's a great movie. It's got Owen Wilson, I think, is the star of it. But it, you'll see a lot of cameos from different people who did it. And it's kind of a spoof and incredibly funny. But let's take a look at what kiosk life could be for you in the near future. You got that track ready? Go.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another?
Extra big-ass fries.
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford
oh,
to make
no,
a purchase.
No.
Well, I'm sorry you're having
Come
trouble.
Come on.
I'm
My kids are starving.
This should help you calm down. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase. Your kids are starving. Carl's Jr. believes no child should go hungry. You are an unfit mother. Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
All right, so that's what you're going to end up with. You're going to be living life at a kiosk. You think these companies are stupid? I mean, let's be honest. You could probably walk up to the kiosk at a McDonald's, a Wendy's, or Burger King, punch in your own order right there, and make sure that it's right, right? And use the kiosk. And it's not going to cost them $15 an hour to put that kiosk there. So you can't. This whole charade, whatever you want to call it, of minimum wage at $15 an hour is a lie that's going to do nothing but hurt jobs, and now it's happening already. We've seen it in Seattle. We're seeing it in Los Angeles, all these places that require a $15 an hour minimum wage. It's driving jobs away. Restaurants are closing up. People are moving to kiosks. That's what's going to happen. You know, stop messing with economics. The system, the government cannot make it any better. You know, we would be paying more. Here's the problem. You want to institute a minimum wage, a federally mandated minimum wage, you're interrupting the flow of the economy. But they're doing it because why? Because they've already interrupted the flow of the economy by supplying additional labor at lower rates for these companies. That's where your illegals come in. That's where your legal immigrants come in. What did you expect to happen? This is what government does. Everything they touch, they make worse. It's incredible. Okay, well, we're going to move on to another story when we come back. Derek, let's take a break. And when we get into the other side, we're going to pick up the subject that I hate most to talk about, but I think we actually have to, and that is the transgendered bathroom. So we'll see you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Constantly tired, can't lose weight, experiencing hair loss, brain fog? You're not alone. I'm here today with Dr. Dan Geck discussing the upcoming thyroid and weight loss seminar. Dr. Geck, why are you hosting this event?
It's simple. 26 million Americans are suffering with thyroid and autoimmune related conditions, yet their blood work is normal. They're still experiencing weight gain despite diet and exercise, constant fatigue, brain fog, and more.
So why are people suffering with these symptoms if their blood work is normal?
Thyroid and autoimmune conditions are among the most misdiagnosed and mistreated conditions in the United States. Many doctors are just running the wrong tests that don't measure true cellular inflammation.
Why is this important?
Because many times, weight loss resistance, fatigue, thinning hair, and brain fog are due to cellular inflammation and toxins, and now we can measure this.
To learn more, join Dr. Geck for a lecture on Wednesday, May 18th at 5:30 p.m. Visit AnnArborThyroid.com to register. That's AnnArborThyroid.com.
Do you still believe in the golden rule? Then you must feel surrounded by a world that doesn't seem to care about it at all. You've heard about wise guys on Wall Street who rigged the system to make sure that part-timers don't have a chance. The politicians who write laws they'll never follow themselves. And the spin doctors they hire to hide their true intentions from the people. Even in your own town and neighborhood, you've seen people turn their backs on each other, close their hearts, and mute their conscience. When free people know the right choice but refuse to make it, we give up on each other. And we give up on our freedom, too. That's what makes good guys so special. They will never give up. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America, and we still believe in the Golden Rule. Join us today.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. It's a beautiful Saturday, not cloudy, cold, rainy. It's one of those days, so I'm glad to be actually in the studio with Derek. Thank you again, Derek, for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that was good to have you on the other side of the glass, as Ed would say. If you've got somewhere to go tonight or don't have somewhere to go tonight, go to Burroughs Roadhouse out in Brighton. We call it West Brighton, actually. 810-227-6000. They've got a great bunch of specials on. They do a comedy show at 8:30, but you got to call in early to get reservations because they sell out real quick. It's Burroughs Roadhouse in Brighton, 810-227-6000. Check them out. Great place. And if you have not tuned into the show before, this is what we do. We go over the news that we've put at thedailydrift.com. And if you find a story that I have not found and put on the Daily Drift, email it to me, gary@thedailydrift.com. And if you miss this live broadcast, Saturdays here at 2 o'clock, you can catch it at conservativeradionetwork.com Saturday and Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. So that's conservativeradionetwork.com, ICRN. So I'm easy to find. You can also find it on Spreaker and a bunch of other places, too. So Gary Wellings, you can find me just about anywhere. All right, so we woke up this, I think it was Thursday morning this week, with Obama doing another one of his pushes of his agenda. And let's do with track two there, Derek. Let's talk about Obama pushing bathroom transgender equality.
The Obama administration is expected to issue a decree Friday that will give transgender students in public schools the right to use whichever bathroom corresponds with his or her gender identity, according to a report released late Thursday. On behalf of the White House, the Departments of Justice and Education will send a letter to every public school district in the country telling administrators how to create a discrimination-free environment.
Okay, so for me, I still believe that this whole transgender issue, this is what the Democrats do. They bring these social issues up because they know the Republicans always end up seeming to be on the wrong side of these things, and it gets people ginned up. It gets that liberal base ginned up to say, oh, look how mean those Republicans are. Let's not vote for them. This is a calculated ploy on Obama's part. It's not that he gives really a rat's banana whether the couple of hundred or a couple of thousand transgendered people in the country are actually able to use the bathroom of their choice. I've said it before on this show. If you've got the parts to be in the woman's bathroom, use the woman's bathroom. You know, if you've got the parts to be a man, use the man's bathroom. That's the way it should be. I mean, it's not that I'm unthinking and insensitive to people feeling I'm trapped in this man's body and I'm really a woman. Well, if you feel that way, you know what? There are things you can do about it in this day and age. You can go get your sex changed, like Bruce Jenner. And Derek, didn't we see that on the internet earlier? Isn't Bruce? Can you Google this up? Bruce Jenner is going back. He's going to undo so far what he's done. Lee, if you can find that. I think that's what I saw on the internet earlier today, and I didn't have time to follow up on it. But if you want to do that, do what Bruce did. he went and got the implants, and then he took his hormone shots and started wearing the fingernail polish and dressing like a woman and acting like a woman and doing all that kind of stuff. You know, for me, Conspiracy Gary, I always think that he just did that. The whole thing was a ruse, and that's why he never had the complete operation. But you know what? Do that. See if you like it, and then do the final act, and then you can use the woman's bathroom or vice versa, whatever it is you want to do. I would think that you could go, and somebody can call in if you think you know better, 734-822-1600. I would assume that you could get your birth certificate changed, right? In this day and age, you should be able to walk in, have your operation, do everything, go see the judge and say, listen, I want my birth certificate changed because I'm a woman now. And, you know, what's a liberal judge going to do? He's going to let you do that. Get your birth certificate changed. You're now a complete woman. Do the whole nine yards. If you're going to do it, folks, go all out and do it the right way. Stop doing things half-assed, I guess. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, honestly, it seems like the Democrats and the progressives, it goes to – Linda handed me something. I can't reach it right now, but it's from 1984. They want to make us all the same. You know, they want to have just a non-denominational bathroom, I guess, for everybody. And just men and women are the same. We should all use the same urinals or toilets. Maybe get rid of the urinals completely and make us all use toilets for that. They probably want us all to sit down, too, so they don't have to clean as much. But here's the thing. Stop making such a big stink out of this. I can't believe that there are that many people in this country who have these transgender issues that the rest of us have to suffer. Why is that? Why does government always have to make the entire majority of the country, a huge majority of people who don't have transgendered issues, have to deal with that? What, it makes absolutely no sense anymore. We've been hijacked by the smallest vocal minorities in the world now. And it's insane that we have to actually do this. Just stop, for Pete's sake. Transgendered bathrooms should not be a major issue in this election, and yet they still want to do this. Well, I knew this would hit somebody. So, Ken, welcome to the show. You got some comments about transgendered bathrooms.
Well, I just have to say, as a society, we have got to stop tolerating this whole transgender bull crap and take out of the equation your mental stability, what you think you are, or whether you have surgery or not, in case of Bruce Jenner. Fact is, your DNA reveals what you are. Your DNA says you're a male or a female, and it is the fact. So Bruce Jenner, he can have all the surgeries he wants, but he's still a male. And the same thing goes with any female that has this ridiculous idea that they're a male. So we've got to stop allowing people's warped minds, because that's what they are. They're mentally unstable. They're mentally twisted. They're warped. And we got to rely on science and our DNA. So if your DNA says you're a male, you're a male. If it says you're a female, you're a female. And as a society, let's just get off this crap. You know, let's get off this kick of tolerating these people.
Yeah, because here's the point I think that I see, Ken, is, you know, there's probably the very small aberration of people who, for whatever reason, their DNA mentally made them a woman but gave them the man's sex. But I'm betting dollars to donuts that the large percentage of people who have some kind of a transgender issue in their mind, it's because of society. It's because of what they've seen or what they've been exposed to. It's got nothing to do with what they really feel inside. It's the way they've been brainwashed into thinking, oh, I feel this way, so I must be a woman, not a man. But it's bunk. I think you're right. It's stop playing to it. Stop sending our kids to get psychology exams because they feel like, oh, maybe I like women, or maybe I, you know, number one, kids should never be exposed to this. I don't think kids should even be talking about sex until they're well into their late teens. I mean, it doesn't make sense that we're making these kids all of a sudden explore their sexuality. The hell with that!
Well,
let
there
them
again,
be, let
we
them be kids.
As society have to demand that science be the deciding factor. And this is what the Obama administration wants to remove. They want to remove science from the equation. Well, I say no. There again, if you are a male, as far as your DNA says, I don't give a hoot. I don't care what you think in your twisted mind. You are a male. And the same thing goes with a female. And this is going to become a worse problem because this has nothing to do with transgender. I know of a restaurant in this local area where they've had men, and these men don't see themselves as being transgender, going into the woman's restroom. Look at what's going on with Target nationwide. This is becoming a big problem. And so, there again, let's let science decide whether you're male or female.
I'll agree with you. I think that's the basic way to look at it. And, you know, in the end, I wonder how many creepy guys have actually dressed up as women before and gone into bathrooms to get
pictures. They don't
have
to dress up as women. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the point. Now they don't even bother. They can just walk right in and say, look, you're affecting my civil rights by making me use a man's bathroom. The hell with that. You know, if you're a man, use the man's bathroom. And I don't think we should be catering to it because I think I hate even talking about it because I think we're giving way too much credit. And I think it just makes it. It gets us off track for what really needs to happen with the country. Well, great comments, Ken. I appreciate the phone call.
You take care.
You too.
One other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Donald Trump for president.
Rock on, brother. They're going to accuse me of having a Trump show, Ken. All right, thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You too. Okay, let's talk to Paul from Newport, wants to talk about transgenders. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Well, I'm all right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, here's the deal about this whole thing. My cousin in Southern Indiana and I were talking the other day about this issue, and I said, look, this is just a smokescreen to get people off, get people's attention focused somewhere else.
Yep.
My big question is this. What are they doing that they don't want us to find out about or focus on by distracting us with this issue?
Oh, I think they're taking our attention away from Muslim immigration because they're rolling in the shores right now. They're taking it's crazy. You're exactly right. This is just a smokescreen.
Well, wait a minute though. What if it's something even far more serious than immigration?
What are you thinking?
I don't know. But they'll come up with something. Really, I mean, I don't know. So if I can be anything I want to be, I'm a 64-year-old man. I really am. Been married for years. But what if I decide I want to declare myself to be a teenager and ask out a 15-year-old girl for a date? How many parents are going to be cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
The whole thing I want to be just because I say so.
Right. Well, and let me ask you this, too. I heard this on one of the talk shows earlier today. What if a man, you know, say a 64-year-old man like yourself, says, you know what? I really consider myself a woman, so I want my minority business license as a woman. I want to be considered a woman so that I can get my my benefits of being a minority contractor, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, what if I've got somebody short of money? So can I declare myself dead so they can cash in my life insurance policy? I mean, really.
Well, you might be able to declare yourself a cat and ask for a loan from the Humane Society or something. I don't know. It's that slippery slope. Once we go through this, it's all downhill from there. It's absolute craziness, and the people that should be nut jobs that are making a big stink about this. It's just incredible. You're making a man use a man's bathroom and a woman use a woman's bathroom in a public setting. Number one, it should be a local issue. I mean, imagine in California there might be a community that's filled with transgendered people. You know what? Fine. In that community, you can have your transgendered bathrooms. Whatever. That's on you. Because you know what? That's a local issue. You've got a community that's all transgendered people. Fine. Do what you want to do. Leave it at the local level. But here in Michigan or down in North Carolina, you know, we're still average normal people with men and women who want to be safe and secure in a man and a woman's bathroom.
Well, I'll tell you what you really need to do to make it work and to make it work equitably. You see, you need to have at least three, maybe four bathrooms. Those who wish to use their birth gender, a male and a men's room and a women's room, and those who have otherwise changed their gender or wish to declare it changed can use the third one.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So nobody's civil rights are violated. It's just we have increased the plumbing bill by one-third for businesses to keep them out of the federal courts. Oh,
yeah.
Well. But they could write that off as a tax deduction as a business improvement.
Right.
Oh, well.
Well, maybe that's what they're trying to do, is increase the economy by adding plumbing work to the economy or something. I don't know. Plumbing gets you plumbing, you know?
Well, plumbing lobby is behind it all, then. That's where it is.
Okay. All right, Paul, thanks for the call.
Day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, when we come back for the break, we'll continue our discussion and move on to some other things as well. So see you on the other side.
Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's, it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Donald Trump taking some time off the campaign trail after meeting with key Republicans in Washington.
He now has the support of about 70 members of Congress. But even though he's taken a break from campaigning, he's still stirring up plenty of controversy on two fronts in particular. First, the Washington Post just dug up an old audio recording of Trump allegedly posing as his own publicist. Now, Trump says not true. He insists that's not him on the tape.
Fox's Kristen Fisher.
Trump's also coming under fire for refusing to release his tax returns until after an audit is complete.
Dozens of protesters in Washington state blocking railroad tracks leading to two oil refineries north of Seattle, and a fertility doctor under house arrest in Italy after a Spanish nurse alleged that some of her eggs were surgically removed without her consent at his clinic. Fox News, we report. You decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Teens Using Drugs What to Know and What to Do series provides a starting point for families seeking advice and help for a substance-involved young person, and has provided helpful information for people from diverse areas throughout Southeast and Mid-Michigan since 1999. Teens Using Drugs What to Know and What to Do is a free, ongoing two-part education series. Part 1 provides information on understanding substance abuse problems and recognizing when a young person may be harmfully involved with alcohol or other drugs. Part 2 provides information on what does and does not help when a teen's substance abuse problem is suspected or identified, and will include a talk by a young person in recovery from addiction. The June 2016 series will be presented from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, June 7th, which is Part 1, What to Know, and Tuesday, June 14th, Part 2, What to Do. Programs are presented at the St. Joseph Mercy Hospital Education Center, 5305 Elliott Drive in Ypsilanti. For more information, call 734-485-8725 or visit dawnfarm.org. Every month at the American Legion Pinckney Memorial Post number 419 Whitewood Road in Pinckney, there are great events like Euchre, Coney Dog and Root Beer Float Night, a spaghetti dinner, and much more. For more information, call 734-878-9522. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out. You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com. Wham! Talk 1600. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. Before we get back into this Obamacare and this transgendering issue, let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for a little rehabilitation, Regency at Whitmore Lake. You can call them at 734-449-4431. They have 24-hour nursing care, subacute rehabilitation, long-term care, hospice, and respite care. So they got a secured memory care unit as well and a life enrichment program. So give them a holler, 734 734- 844-449-4431. That's a really nice place just down the street from me in Whitmore Lake. You can also go to www.siennahealthcare.com. That's Sienna, C-I-E-N-A, healthcare.com, Regency of Whitmore Lake. Okay, so we're talking this transgendered issue, and the Obama administration is pushing this on people. And the states and hopefully many, many other school districts in all the states will fight back against this, trying to let anyone who feels like they are of the opposite sex use whatever bathroom they choose. And it's absolutely insane. But from Texas, Lieutenant Governor Daniel Patrick was very quick to stand up to the Obama administration and tell them exactly how Texas feels about Obama and his newest transformation of America. Derek, you got track three ready? Let's go with that.
He says he's going to withhold funding if schools do not follow the policy. Well, in Texas, he can keep his 30 pieces of silver. We will not yield to blackmail from the President of the United States. And let me point out something. The schools in Texas get about $10 billion over our two-year budget of federal funds. A majority of that is for free breakfast and free lunch through the food program, through the Ag Department. So Barack Obama, if schools don't knuckle down to force girls showering with boys and force 8-year-old girls to have to endure boys coming into their bathroom, he's taking money from the poorest of the poor. The President of the United States will be ending the free breakfast and free lunch program. That's what he's saying. The people of Texas and the legislature will find a way to find as much of that money as we can if we are forced to.
Okay, so he hits it right on the head. This is what Barack Obama does. In order to help these couple of hundred, maybe, let's just go out on a limb and say there's a couple of hundred kids with questionable transgender identity issues in Texas. A couple of hundred, maybe at most. I find it hard to believe there's more than a dozen. In order to satisfy them and to take care of them and make them feel so good about their lives, he's going to eliminate the free breakfast and the free lunches for the poorest African American and Hispanic kids and white kids in Texas. What is going on when this man who allegedly gets elected as Barack Obama, the savior of the poor, the guy who's going to make things equitable and justifiable for everybody, is hurting the poorest of the poor in Texas because he wants to take care of the feelings of a few kids who have some gender identity issues? You know, those kids who have those issues, they probably have pretty wealthy parents to have had the time to even think about that. A poor kid's not thinking about his transgender identity issue. He's worried about eating. He's got no time to think about whether he feels like a woman or his feelings get hurt because he has to use a men's bathroom instead of a woman's bathroom. Once again, they're tearing us apart, folks. This is what they're doing. Who in their right mind would push something like this when we have so many important issues for the survival of the country? We're being targeted by Russia, Iran, North Korea, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and this piece of human garbage in the White House is trying to amp up the game about transgenderism. And you know what? I'm going to force all you schools to do this and make those couple of dozen kids feel good about themselves and let them use whatever bathroom they want. Really? Think about the total importance of that. Some guy says he wants to use the woman's shower. Like Ken said earlier, really? How do you know he's such a pervert? You're going to allow this incredibly teeny weeny minority of people. I'm not against those people. But you know what? You need to handle that. You are such a unique minority. You go handle it in your way. Go to a private school. Go to a rich school. Go to a charter school where they have single bathrooms, unisex bathrooms, where you go one person at a time. You should not be inadvertently hurting every other child in that school by saying, I want to use the woman's bathroom. No. Your stuff is guys. You go to the guy bathroom. Deal with it. You know, there's no guarantee in the Constitution or in life in general that you're not going to have your feelings hurt at some point and that life is not a little more difficult for you mentally than somebody else. You need to each and every one of us needs to have the responsibility to live our lives and do the best we can with what we got. And this piece of garbage, Obama, is now pushing this stupidest of stupid issues upon the American public. And I would hope here in Ann Arbor, I'm betting the Ann Arbor people will buckle in a heartbeat because, you know what, number one, they want the money. Number two, they're all touchy-feely. They don't have a lick of common sense here in Ann Arbor. Sorry if you feel bad about it or don't like me saying that. Call into the show. I'll give you your 30 seconds of airtime to tell me I'm wrong. 734-822-1600. If you think I'm wrong and people should all have the ability to use whatever bathroom they want, please call in. I'd love to hear from you. I'd give you your 30 seconds, maybe even a minute. Call. Light it up. It's nonsense, and you know it. You can't back that up. There's no argument for that. And yet the head of the free world is pushing this garbage on us. Are you kidding me? It's insanity, and we need to stop messing around with this. Transgender this, transgender that. Just forget about it. All right, Matt covered this next topic here pretty well in the last half hour, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I think we need to. The Obama administration has a little snag. Court says the administration violated the Constitution in funding Obamacare subsidies. Judge Rosemary Collier, shout out to her, very nice, of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, issued an opinion declaring that the Obama administration violated the Constitution by funding Obamacare subsidies for which Congress did not appropriate funds. Well, hey, finally, the third branch of government, judge, says, hey, Obama, you overstepped your lines. This is a congressional thing, not your thing. You violated the Constitution. Nice to hear. Congress passes all the federal laws in this country, the judge wrote in her opinion. The court will enter judgment in favor of the House of Representatives. Kudos to Ryan and Boehner and whoever else started that. And enjoin the use of unappropriated monies to fund reimbursements due to insurers under Section 1402. Okay, that is great news. And hopefully it will stand, but who knows? At this point, if it went up to SCOTUS, we'd be 4-4 and it would hang anyways. But it's unbelievable. And as Matt had said earlier, United Healthcare, the biggest insurer, is already opting out of Obamacare. This thing is doomed to failure. It's just nonsense. Stop messing with the economy. Stop messing with free enterprise. You know, number one, why did they never let us buy our insurance plans across health lines, state lines? Why? Please tell me that. Why? More competition would drive costs down. Costs are going up right now, folks. If you haven't had your insurance, look at your health insurance line. You better take a look at it. It goes up. Mine went up. Nothing I can say about it. It did. I'm sorry. Didn't work for me. All right. Well, Derek, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will talk about Hillary and her email problems and all the other goodies that go with it. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by A&H Lawn Service. Now here's Theron.
We, the thinking, are rightfully angry. The media is quick to vilify us for it. And many politicians are quick to call us low information because we're angry. How can any thinking and patriotic American not be angry? We've seen our jobs shipped off to China, Mexico, and India. What jobs we have left are milked for tax dollars to pay for so-called foreign aid for every country in the world except ours, at the expense of our highways, bridges, and infrastructure. Not $1 spent to harden our electric grid. Our energy costs soar as we sit on a sea of oil, natural gas, and coal, all of which is locked down tight by politicians that make exorbitant salaries, paid for by our tax dollars. And the final straw breaking the angry camel's back is that when a presidential candidate finally stands up and says enough is enough, he's not only vilified by the media and fellow candidates as racist, he's set upon by Occupy Communist revolutionaries, and then he's blamed for it by the media and his fellow candidates. And only one presidential candidate is standing against Islam. All the rest put their tails between their legs and kiss up to it. One man stands with We the Thinking, and the thinking can easily figure out which man that is.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. They've been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991, including landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscape
landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. They have the professional experience you can count on. Call 734-429-5778 and see how their business can help your business, or visit ahlawncare.com.
Hines Park Lincoln wants to introduce you to the personal luxury dealership experience you deserve. How? It starts with their pledge that owning a Lincoln should be just as exceptional and personal as driving one. Hines Park invites you to personally experience their time-honored tradition of luxury service and hospitality at their world-class dealership serving all of Metro Detroit. Hines Park Lincoln is located in Plymouth on Ann Arbor Road, just off of I-275, and online at HinesParkLincoln.com.
The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, brought to you by the Vincent Law Firm. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Thank you, forefathers, and thank you, Vincent Law Firm, for supporting that Bill of Rights and that document 24/7. The Vincent Law Firm, located at 302 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Contact the Vincent Law Firm at 734-487-4970 or visit the Vincent Law Firm on the web at vincentlegalservices.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, their study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And before we get back into the meat of Hillary Clinton bashing, which I'm about to commence, let me take care of a little business. If you're looking for a new mower this spring, or a new tractor, garden tractor, or bigger tractor, call Aishelman Equipment, 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000. Located at 6 Mile Road in US 23. You can see all the great equipment as you drive up the highway there. They've got some LS tractors and loaders, and some Coyote tractors and loaders, and Clipper zero-turning radius lawnmowers. Great equipment. Go see Mark up there. He's got a lot of really good equipment. They've got some really spectacular deals on it. So they call themselves the Zero-Turn Headquarters, 734-994-6000. Or you can go to their website, www.aeschliman. That's aeschliman.com. Okay, so we were talking about Hillary Clinton a little bit, or we're getting ready to talk about Hillary Clinton. And will she or won't she get charged in this matter? It sure looks like the FBI has a case, but will Barack Obama have the Justice Department actually bring charges? Well, let's run with track four, Derek, and let's get started with that.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch's reputation hinges on the outcome of the Clinton email probe. If charges aren't brought on Clinton, Lynch will surely face attacks from the right. But even if charges are enforced, Democrats will question the motives of FBI Director James Comey, a Republican who worked for the Bush administration. The stakes are huge given Clinton's status as the likely Democratic presidential nominee, underscoring the pressure on the Justice Department. Charges against her or her aides could wound her presidential bid, while silence would ease her path to the White House.
All right, so this is huge when you think about it. Here is the leading frontrunner, expected nominee of the Democratic Party. And if she is indicted, if charges are brought, the Democratic National Committee has to make a decision. Are we going to run somebody under charge, who's under suspicion and been charged and indicted as president of the United States? Now, they could, and I think I've said it before, 53% of Democrats would still vote for her even though she's indicted. How insane is that? But that's the way people think in this country nowadays. Otherwise, they're stuck with Bernie. I think that's the only reason Bernie's hanging in there. He's thinking that there could very well be. I'm going to make my prediction. I think there will be charges brought against Hillary Clinton. Whether they happen in time before the elections or after the election, I don't know. But I think charges will eventually be brought. Because I think when it comes down to it, the Clinton Foundation is competition for what will be Barack Obama's post-presidential global foundation. He doesn't want to be vying and competing with the Clinton Foundation for money for his new gig. I mean, this man has some huge plans post-presidential. He wants to have this giant global foundation. He wants to possibly work at the UN. There's a lot of things old Barack wants to do. And with Hillary Clinton in the slammer somewhere, it would make his job easier having the Barack Obama Foundation to get money versus the Clinton Foundation money. Now, again, it might come down to timing. You know, but if it comes too soon, he may be asked to give her a pardon. So maybe he doesn't want her to be charged and found guilty until after he's out of office. That's the possibility. I think the charges will come. I just don't know whether they'll come in time to keep her from being and knowing what we've seen from the media and knowing what we've seen from this Justice Department, they probably won't come out until after she's been elected, at which point all cards are on the table. She can do anything she wants if she's elected and then found guilty, right? Can she pardon herself? I don't know. Can she be impeached? Well, the Republicans probably wouldn't have enough guts to bother impeaching her anyways. But that is, and it gets worse every day. If you're watching the news, there are more emails. Cheryl Mills walked out of an FBI interview this week, which I found amazing. Why wasn't she charged for just leaving? Who tells the FBI that I'm not going to let you ask me those questions? That's wrong. That's what's wrong with Washington, D.C., for crying out loud. You imagine if you or I tried to tell the FBI, yeah, you can't answer me. I can't answer the, you can't ask me those questions because I don't feel like it. What? The FBI needs to step up here and do what they're supposed to. Otherwise, everybody will ignore them. This woman needs to be charged. She's done at least the same thing as David Petraeus. Well, Petraeus didn't go to jail or anything, but he sure was charged. He lost money. He lost pensions and everything else. He was drummed out of the army for it. That's a general, for crying out loud. Also this week, emails from Hillary Clinton's IT director at the State Department appear to be missing. The State Department today said it cannot find Brian Pagliano's emails from the time he served as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton's senior information technology staffer during her tenure there. Really? Isn't that amazing? The IT director for Hillary Clinton at the State Department during her tenures, he's got missing emails. Really? Pagliano would have been required to turn over any official communications from his work account before he left the government. State Department officials say he had an official email account, but they can't find any of those records he would have turned over, and they're continuing to search for them. Now, you got to ask yourself, did this guy just get rid of them himself? Or is the State Department sandbagging this whole thing, drawing out, trying to protect Hillary Clinton? How can the State Department not know where these emails are? Either he turned them in or he didn't. If he didn't turn them in, he should be charged and should be in jail. How is this even possible? What are we doing to ourselves? The FBI and the State Department need to step up and act like government representatives and not the criminals that they are. Do what you have to do and get this woman charged. She shouldn't be running for office. Are you kidding me? Derek, did we play track 4 already? I think we did, didn't we? Yes. Okay. Well, let's move on to something else that hit me this week. Now, Clinton Charity, Clinton Foundation, as we've seen, needs to be audited. If you don't think they should be, they ought to be, because you know what? There's all kinds of money from all over the world. Much of it came in when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And recently, the Clinton Charity arranged a $2 million pledge to a firm owned by Bill's friend. And they've got friend in quotes here. It's a company partly owned by a wealthy blonde divorcee, go figure, for Bill Clinton, who some say is a frequent visitor to the home and his home and is nicknamed by the Secret Service staff as Energizer. This gets dirtier all the time, doesn't it? The commitment to Julie Tauber McMahon's firm from the Clinton Global Initiative was placed on its 2010 conference agenda at the Clintons' urging. This is a report by the Wall Street Journal, of course. The initiative commits $2 million to support the work of Energy Pioneer Solutions, a company founded to deliver energy savings to communities in rural America. Now, again, you're looking at the shell here. This is not the Clinton Foundation. This time it's the Clinton Global Initiative. How they're tied into the foundation, God only knows. Where this money came from, probably Saudi Arabia. It's an absolute travesty of the shell game that's going on with the Clintons and their money. You got to read that Clinton cash. I started looking at it online the other day, and I didn't buy it yet, but I'm going to. This lady, McMahon, owns 29% of Energy Pioneer Solutions, which was given the money to make people's homes more energy efficient. Well, here you go. All right, let's move on to more Hillary. I give up. Call me on my home phone. Hillary Clinton abandoned a secure line, according to emails, in 2009 when she experienced some technical problems and opted to use her home phone instead of her secure phone. An email conversation obtained by a conservative nonprofit Judicial Watch, and if you're not using Judicial Watch, I put links up on the website, The Daily Drift, all the time. It's a great website. These guys do all kinds of work to help bring transparency to government. Check out their website. I've got links at thedailydrift.com. Make sure you go there. An email conversation obtained by the conservative nonprofit Judicial Watch through an open records request shows Clinton had trouble connecting with her then chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, who, incidentally, was the aforenamed Cheryl Mills who walked out of an FBI investigation. Does any of this not make sense to you people? The same names keep coming up over and over and over again. The FBI is interviewing these people left and right, and this kind of crap goes unnoticed by the media. This is why I tell people you got to get on Twitter, because you're not going to get it from ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, and MSN, right? You're not going to get it from them. You need to get it out there yourself. You need to trend it, get it on Facebook, get it on Twitter. Make sure people are aware of this for the upcoming election. The request shows that Clinton had trouble connecting with her then chief of staff, Cheryl Mills. I called some time ago to do a secure call with you, call them and ask them to try the connection, Mills wrote to Clinton in February of 2009. And Clinton replied, I give up. Call me on my home phone. I just did, she said. No answer. All right. This is driving me absolutely insane. This woman not only violated every email protocol, now she's also using phones that were not secure for State Department business. At what point does she get charged? For crying out loud. It really, can people not say that Hillary Clinton is not guilty at this point? Isn't there enough damning evidence to at least throw a charge on her? Make her go get an attorney and start fighting it? We're going to give her a path to the presidency? Even though she's completely violated everything on emails and phone calls from the Secretary of State's department. Are you kidding me? Now, if you will remember, $6 billion with a B, dollars, disappeared from the State Department's budget while Hillary Clinton was there. Okay, so was that money somehow spent? Did it get back to the Clinton Foundation? Blah, blah, blah. Gary, you're a hypocrite. You shouldn't be saying that. You don't have any proof. Yes, I know. I don't have any proof yet. But losing money seems to run in the Clinton family. Chelsea's new husband, Mark Mevzinski, just lost. He shuts down a hedge fund after losing 90% of the investor's money. Go figure. Running in the family. They had a $10 million apartment in a fashionable section of Manhattan, right? New York Times report. It was a hedge fund portfolio pitched by Hillary Clinton's son-in-law, Mark Mevzinski, as an opportunity to bet on Greek economic revival. Well, who bets on Greek economic revival? Are you kidding me? The Greeks are drowning in debt. And this guy was, if this isn't a Bernie Madoff thing, I don't know what is. Betting on Greek economic revival. Oh, for the love of Pete. Well, there you go. You can check out these stories at thedailydrift.com. Read them. Pass them around. Share them on your social media. And if you're not on social media, do so. Get on there. Friend me and Twitter me. All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Take care, folks.